It's being called a marine heat wave. The combination of the strongest El Niño in recent history and the recent warm water anomaly known as the Blob generated the greatest amount of warm ocean water that has ever been recorded. New research has now linked the two phenomena. KTOO's Matt Miller has the story.
The rain pummeling California tonight. This freeway underwater. The deluge stranding cars. This truck pushing one under a bridge.
That's an ABC News story in January on El Niño storm damage in California. The latest phenomenon of equatorial Pacific Ocean warming was the strongest in two decades, affecting wind, temperature, and precipitation patterns around the globe. While it did bring some needed precipitation to parts of the drought-stricken West Coast, it was also blamed for plenty of damage.
It's like water hitting a parking lot. The result, mud like this, and more mudslides and floods headed this way, and in their path, these neighborhoods.
After peaking in late 2015 with temperatures at least 2 degrees Celsius above normal, the latest El Niño event has disappeared. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center in Maryland says sea surface temperatures have dropped to below average in the eastern equatorial Pacific over the last 2 months. But while El Niño is dead, the blob lives on.
Put it in a little bit more colorful terms, kind of lingering hangover.
Nicholas Bond says latest sea surface temperature measurements show unusually warm conditions still persisting, especially in the Gulf of Alaska and Bering Sea.
For the Gulf of Alaska, 2.5 degrees C warmer than normal, and in parts of the Bering Sea, it's 4 degrees C or 7 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than normal. I noticed some temperatures there near the west coast of Alaska that were 16 degrees C. That's over 60 degrees in the Bering Sea.
Bond is a research meteorologist at the University of Washington and the state climatologist for Washington who first identified the warm water anomaly in the North Pacific 3 years ago that he nicknamed the Blob. He says unusual weather patterns have allowed the ocean to retain all of that heat.
It got quite a bit warmer than normal, quite deep depths, as deep as 300 meters or so. And so there was just a tremendous reservoir of extra heat that is taking a long time to go away.
That means Alaskans could expect warmer weather this summer. New research suggests a link between the blob in the North Pacific and the former El Niño in the tropical Pacific.
El Niño was kind of in the middle of the event in terms of changing the pattern of ocean warming and making it last for 3 years.
Nate Mantua is a climate and fisheries research scientist at NOAA's Southwest Fisheries Science Center in Santa Cruz, California. In a paper published in July in the journal Nature Climate Change, Mantua and his co-author examined the connections between the two separate ocean events, despite the great distance between them. The blob's formation in the western Pacific extratropics, or mid-latitudes beyond the tropics in 2013, could have had a small influence on the development of 2014's tropical El Niño. Then, during the El Niño that developed in 2015, warm temperatures at the equator remotely affected the storm track and weather patterns in the North Pacific extratropics.
The El Niño influence favors a much stormier weather pattern that includes a lot of wind from the south along the coast of the Pacific Northwest into Alaska. And that is what caused the offshore warm blob to move inshore and to expand.
Mantua calls it a marine heat wave, and he says the amount of warm water was dramatically more than any other event in the historical record dating back to 1880. The blob and El Niño tag team is the prime suspect for several unusual biological events along the West Coast in the last 3 years, such as seabird die-offs, giant algal blooms, domoic acid and shellfish, whale and marine mammal strandings, low salmon returns and lightweight salmon, and so on.
This is all indicative of a lot of stress on the marine food web, lower productivity. That's in keeping with this idea of what warm water typically does. It just reduces the ability to get nutrients up into the sunlit upper ocean, and it cuts down on the abundance of the lipid-rich subarctic species that we find at the base of the food web.
Mantua says there's no evidence yet that global warming prompted the recent arrival of the blob, but he and his co-author do believe that such events may happen more often and with greater intensity as the ocean warms. Short-term relief may just be around the corner. Nicholas Bond at the University of Washington says there's an increased chance that the pendulum is swinging the other way this winter toward La Nina, or equatorial cooling. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.